Okay, so I'd like to see if we can finish the Malacha of Gozes today. So we discussed the origins, so to speak, of the Malacha had to do with the shearing of wool. Gozes really means shearing or cutting. So we said ultimately it comes to mean severing anything from its from its source, from a natural source. We distinguish between polish, which most assume polish is doing manually by hand, and Gozes with a clear. It depends on what the item is and what the norm is for that particular item. That's what we discussed. And we discussed that it applies even perhaps to a, Rambam says even to a dead, a dead creature. So therefore plucking the feathers out of the chicken, that's what Moshe talked about, that's what we saw yesterday. And then we moved over to human beings, human hair or human fingernails. That's the Mishnah in source 17 outside the dollar base. And Ototzi Parnov, Zobazu, Obishinov, you used one fingernail to kind of pick at and pluck off the other fingernail, you did it with your teeth, biting your nails, and same thing with your hair. So that's what we're in the middle of that discussion now. So let's move again to 27. The Mishnah talks in Masechas Nazir, right? The Daf Yomi said we'll get to it soon. So it's source 27, the Mishnah Nazir, Membeis, and Alton says, Nazir, Chofei from the Fash base, Avalo Sorek. Nazir, obviously, even during the week, he's not allowed to cut his hair because it's one of the din of Naziris. He says, be careful not to do anything that'll pull hairs out. So it says he can hope if he can shampoo himself and fast space, is kind of like separate his hair, but low sorig. Okay. And Rashi explains, mifas space, there in 28, men bathe in all space, shemafrid saros of zumizu, avalo b'masrek. So he's talking about a comb or a brush. Okay. That you're not allowed to do. So the Gemara asks, there in Nozir Mem Beis Ben Aleph 29, call from his father's money. Who's the author that says you could do it? Must be Rav Shimon, because Amar Dav Shimon is Kavin Mutter. Okay, because when you do those things, you shampoo or you separate hairs and so on, it's very possible that something will come out. So Rav Shimon said, okay, but Dav Shimon is Kavin. It's not psychration, it's not automatic that hairs are going to be detached. Right? So therefore, it's Dav Shimon is Kavin. Must be Mutter. But, continues to have a low sorek, but the Gemara says you can't comb it. So, according to Shimon, why not? If it's also Dav Hashem is coming. So that's Asin Rabbanan. That sounds more like the Rabbanan, or specifically the Yehuda. Reisha Shimon say Rabbanan. I'm Rabbanan. No, Kula B'Shimoni. Kula Sorek L'Hosei Nimen U'Dudolos Miskavim. When you comb with a brush, you want, again, we have short men and short hair, but you want loose hairs to come out. You know, that's the only reason you're combing it. I mean, even us, but most of the time, have you ever see a woman's brush after she brushed her hair? And there are all kinds of hairs on it. That's the brushing, they have to take that out and go to the garbage. Right? So that's the idea. So therefore, you want these middle dolos dangling, hanging on, hanging by thread, hanging by hair. Okay, so that's why that will work even according to Rav Shimon. So there, that's actually go. You can't call that a Dav Hashem Miskav. Rashi explains, on the Beis Min Aleph 30, you're trying to get that when you use a brush, you're trying to get it out. When you're just shampooing or whatever, or washing your hair, just like moving your hair aside, you're not trying to get anything out. So that shaper considered Dav Hashem is coming, and some hairs happen to come out. Okay, Rav Shimon says Dav Hashem is coming. It's okay. But when you're using a brush, actually, that's part of your goal, is to get any those loose pieces out. Yeah. I don't know. I think so. There's stuff in the hair that's tangled. You want to get rid of those pieces.
Yeah. Don't those weaker hair strands.
Yeah, you want to get out. I think
so. What is it? I will find it when I've been talking to at least my wife about this. Yeah. And she's very crushing. Yeah, pull it out. If there's like, but now with her natural makeup, you can't do that.
Yeah, I can. Yeah. I think so. I don't know. I think it's.
What happens if you get softer
one
out?
Like I think so. Okay. Now the problem is it's not well. The way Rashi is, I'm out. You have to ask. You have to check with the. I have to check with the woman today. But look at Rashi though. Rashi says, "Asim la Behuda." I mean, again, the Gemara called Rabbanah, but it means Behuda. That's the Bar Pluta of Shimon. Gomer Dershim is called Asim. Lahashem Nimin Hamudutala Minarosh. Although I die no nekul gamri. They're loose. Like a loose strands. They're not out altogether. They're out altogether, and it wouldn't be a problem of Gozes. But they're loose, okay? And then they're so therefore they want to get them out. You're just gonna have to ask some of the women whether they're wanna do that today or not. I will die no neck with the gamma. We came to this gavel, I said, Kisark Master Kabbalah Dabashim's Kabbalah. Okay, so they're because they're likely to fall out anyway. They're partially somewhat detached or loose end. Now I made it. Please look in the Makars. Somehow in typing I made a mistake here, so I just want to clarify something. In 31, the Gemara is in Shabbos on Nun Amud Aleph quotes this Mishnah Nazir. That's why I brought this up. Okay, this case in Nazir because the Gemara quotes. So look in 31. The first line is fine. Ema Seifa Avalo Yochuf Bamsaro. Okay, the Seifa of that price says you're not allowed to do this, but Erev Shimon Mishukashar. But if it's Erev Shimon, it allows it. The Tanan, it quotes that mission to prove it. Nozir Chof of Hazel Avalo, sorry. That last word after the three dots, Ema Seifa Avalo Yochuf Bamsaro, doesn't belong there. Just cross it out. Instead, you see what I'm talking about? Just after the three dots. That phrase appears in the first line. When I typed it over, I made a mistake. You know? But what does belong there is what appears in the next source, in 33 in Rashi, the second last Rashi, Amos Sefer, that's in the Gemara. It's not Rashi. Somehow I must have hit the wrong button or something. So to say in the Gemara, that second to last line in Rashi is not from Rashi. That's the line in the Gemara that I wanted to print up on top. I guess I inserted it in the wrong place, whatever. Amos Sefer, Abba Ponav Yodav Ragav Mutar. Okay. It says you're allowed to wash or do this actually to wash or use these type of instruments. The topic there is we'll go back a step. Okay, when it says in the Gemara, let's look in Rashi. The Gemara says Pali Yadrag Mutar. So what do you mean? Ha Maver Sayer. But aren't you gonna if you're doing it on your face, you also pull that hair? So Ibo Sam a cotton. You're a kid that doesn't have facial hair. You might say an e-shirt or a woman doesn't have facial hair. Everybody's having bizarres. Okay, they don't have beards. Look what's going on here. Rashi explains what the Gemara means. The first line of Source 31 is the last line of the Gemara on Nun Amud Aleph and Shabbos. Amos Seva, Lo Yochuf Bahem. Bahem, Rashi explains, you Neser B'chol. These are certain types of cleaning agents, you know, some type of cleanser, is it a soap or a schol, a sand, you know. But you do it to somehow remove dirt and so on. Again, we have better types of soap. But at that time, they used sometimes to remove stuff that's stuck on your face. You know, it was a harder type of substance. I mean, I don't want to say it was the steel wool. But you know what I'm saying? It's a harsher substance. Neser, I'm not exactly sure what it is. Because I looked it up, it says nitre, whatever that is exactly. I'm not sure. Whatever, some kind of a, you know, the detergent of some sort. Yeah. Anyway, so it says, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos because it pulls out hairs. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? It's according to Shimon, it's Mutter, it's Shimon, it's Kavin. As he said by Nazir. Okay, look in Rashi, now in 33, okay. Rashi makes an important point on top of the Novice. Nazir, b'chol, k'chol adam, b'shabbos. A Nazir on a weekday has the same restriction of pulling out hair as regular people have on Shabbos. Right? Nazir, b'chol, k'chol adam, b'shabbos. So chofev, sarab, and nesir, b'chol, you can use these things. A Nazir can use these things. And if last base, huh? Right. What?
This should be all under 32, right?
No, because the Gemara goes on to the base.
But I'm saying Nazir B'chol B'chol on the Shabbos.
Yeah,
that's not under.
That's Rashi. It should say, right, I'm sorry. The mistake is it's a second mistake. Thank you. 33 should begin Rashi. Rashi, tell them about them. 32 and 3 and 33 are both from Rashi. Somehow I botched up the.
I think maybe it was supposed to be Nuno and Aleph, and then another one of Nuno and Base.
I'm not sure what I did, but I put the wrong thing in the wrong place. Okay, I apologize. Okay, but 33 should say Rashi, Amud Bavli, Mesech Shabbos, Daf Nuno and Base. So it's separate Rashi because one is Nuno and Aleph and one is Nuno and Base. But anyway, the Fasis. Okay, so it's a problem. At the end of Rashi and Fasri, it says the top secretion will automatically happen. Of a low sorry, the master the vadai measure. Again, with a comb, with a brush, you'll vadai pull it out. So again, those two lines are from the Gemara. And different when it's when a person has no beard. Anyway, from all of this, what do we see? That cutting off hair, my fingernail also, is a violation of gozes. As the Rambam says now, let's look at the Rambam 34. Parakuf Bay is Mikhail Shabbos Alakh Yib Gimel. Anotel Seir Migufa Adam Chayav Mishum Gozes. If you pull a hair out, you Chayav Mishum Gozes. Lefichach, therefore, Osir Lirchot Zedai, Bedover Shemesis Haseir. Vada, he could go on all again. These are the types of things they used in those days. But, Umutar Yolach of Zedai, offer Lavona, offer Pilpin, the dust, ashes, again, these are things, they're removed.
Pull out. Hands?
Well, I mean, hands, you can put it on your hands. You can wash your hands. It means you're putting your hands and then spread it all over. You know, the salt bombs. Lather up your hands and you're going to spread it all over. I'm not sure. Okay. But then he says, the idea is you're going to remove hairs, but these other materials are okay. Actually, it looks like it's one of the hair on your hand also. But again, you're not worried about it. You're not worried about that because animus coming. And then he says, what if you have a detergent mixture of some things that are stronger and remove and some that don't? So he says, it goes by the robe. And that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch as well, in Siman Shin Chav Vav, Sif Tes 35, Mutar Lirchot's Pun of Yodav Raglav, Vidvaram She'en Mishim Seir, Muravim in Dabar Mishim, even it's mixed. Uvah Shalya Rov, Vidvaram Mishim, but the Rov shouldn't be stuff that pulls out hairs. Okay, that's the din. Okay, and the Mishavur explains to God in Chav Vav, Ritzon She'enam She'enam Vada Mishim, after the Fahmim. It doesn't have to be, you know, 100% certainty that it'll never pull out hair. No, as long as most of the time it doesn't, even if sometimes it does, because then it's mutter again, the animus coming. Okay, he's not trying to pull out his hair, he's just trying to clean himself. Okay, but kamal kamishimin, the mishim is coming, mutter, equation. Okay, otherwise, but that's the mishim of Zion. If the robe is stuff that does pull out hair, then you can't say the mishim is coming, then it's segregation. Well, the mishim goes is, okay, option is coming. But if it's the robe, the material, this cleansing mixture, will pull stuff out. Okay. And there are things people use today, even liquidy things that are stronger. We use for acne, but I think that will pull up. Okay. The tweezing eyebrows, for example, would be also. Okay, so yeah.
This Mishnah Berurah seems to start off by saying that even if it pulls out hair most of the time, it's fine.
No, no.
Because it says she'enam vada mishir.
That's just defining the mishir. Yeah, she'enam vada mishir after the famim, but stuff that is vada mishir and the mix with others. Second one's talking the mixture.
So vada mishir sounds like not.
That's not the mixture. The first thing is to want something that doesn't usually take out. That's okay. But what if you have stuff that usually takes out mixed in with some stuff that doesn't usually? So then it goes by the road. That's the second issue. Okay? Now, but again, tweezing eyebrows is a problem. Okay? That's what we do. Or, any type of hair remover, whether liquid or...
It's
an obvious tweezing would be a problem. Yeah. That's, even if you do it with your hands. But, okay? I think sometimes people do it with their hands sometimes. So that's the norm. And also, hair remover, liquid or ointments or lotions, this would all be not allowed. The egg tal, and by the way, this is the last malacha that we have in the egg tal, those two gozes. Okay, yeah. So 37.
Only my control malacha.
You know, you're amazing. Yeah.
And then the other 27.
You never finished.
It's a big book.
Yeah, it's a big book. But he has other stuff we'll see in the Chuas. I mean, he's talked about Shabbos. But anyway, so here in Negle Talmud, goes as Osyud 37. Elo told us, Asur and Elo of Ibrahim. Also, Likros is Lisro Kasosh with Shabbos, the Masrek, Bafilo Osun, Jaosin, Miser Chazir. Apparently, he used to make brushes, the bristles. The brush are made out of hair from a pig. I don't know what they're. The tails are probably plastic, right? But at one time they said that. Huh?
It's like boar hair.
Say again?
Boar hair.
Yeah, right, boar hair. Exactly. That's exactly what it is. It's chazir. That's exactly what it is. Okay. I feel also in Mitzher Chazir, she'ef shishulaku soros. V'chein isha lo t'chalik esara. Now we're going to come back to this in a different discussion. A woman should not like a comb her hair or pay a nachri. It's a sheitel. Okay, that's a question. Sheitel's clothing. We'll come back to that later. The kli. Okay, I will be etzba ba'alma nagul hakim. I will chof as osher b'nesek. You can wash your face and head, with some type of nesek. Again, this is detergent. This is soap, which doesn't automatically take stuff out. That's your yudal. Also, lirchot as ponav as yodav agu dover shavadai meishas asaros kagon allah like the Rambam said. This other type of whatever this. Perfume, whatever the lotion was. Okay, that's what we saw. Interesting question I thought on this matter, which I saw for another Sefer. 38. Shuvas Dova and Mishar, that's the Shabina Rav. Because he asked a very interesting question. This gives a perspective here. It's really a side
point. I looked it up. This child was asked in 1935.
Was that right? Okay.
Yes,
so
yeah.
It says tough race, tough race. Yeah, Tanaka. That's the end of 35. Yeah, end of 35. What happened? Shabina Golan, the Dovberish, we didn't tell him, was asked the following. A young man in the army, non Jewish army. So the Shuvah is very interesting. Right? Kol Dover, Al Dover, Shehaz, Wachar, Echad, Yerel, Kim, Shemilkach, Labodas, Hatzavah. I was drafted into the army, okay, and now the problem. And he was careful there, you know. Zerk Gam Shom, huh? It doesn't say in Europe somewhere. No,
it's
no.
Only
I'm assuming. Yeah, I'm assuming. I don't know where the Shiloh came from, but I'm assuming. Okay, anyway, he's in the army. So Zor Gam Shom Bekol Pam Lahavir Sarzik Aisam Mebliyab Mebliyabra Alav De Osakifim. You know, he had to cut the hair away. You know, the army can, you know. You know, the army insisted they had a certain type of haircut. And even the American army also, you have to have short hair or whatever. So the guy couldn't tell the sergeant, by the way, we have a rule with pay, and it's not going to work, right? So he would do it with some type of a, what's it called? They almost hit the what's the word? The hair removal. I don't know, he would do it with some kind of a drug or some type of a lotion, as opposed to actually cutting, not to violate a kifu. All right. But he not tell you to do it. Ulam. I don't know what the word is. I mean, the rule hair. Exfoliate? No, foliate. Defoliate? I don't know. There's some word. All right, anyway. Ulam, ham achas b'shabas kodesh. Nitan tzav misar ha-tzava. Shechino atzman l'kabel p'nei adon gadol. One Shabbos, one fine Shabbos, they got a command that some major official is coming, some high-ranking guy is coming, and I had to all call echad, yosu, sour, v'galech, everyone had a shave and shower and present themselves before this officer. So now the question is, there was a barber there, or guy, you know, he had a razor. Like he's going to cut your hair for you. Now, on the other hand, we wanted to know, what should he do? Should he, you know, get rid of his facial hair with some kind of a drug, you know, not a drug, some, you know, like a med or whatever, some type of a lotion or some type of, you know, treatment, a topical ointment of some sort, okay? Or even though, even though he's going to violate Shabbos, right? Because it's still pulling hair. We just said before, it doesn't matter whether you do it with hand or with the scissors or with any type of exfoliant, whatever type of something that takes the hairs out, right? Or should he do that himself? Or let him go to the goy, okay? Well, he won't violate Shabbos, he'll violate the Isser of Los Akifu, but he's not really doing it, even though it's the Makim and the Nikov. We come up and we know it's the Misa the Rice, the Chul Shabbos Kodesh. Because telling the Akum is a Shus, the Mil Nachri Shus, okay? So that was a question, yes, just to say, yeah. What's that?
Against as well.
Yeah, less than that. Okay. Anyways, but he says, you know, Dover Poshet, Kasher Gash Batsma, the Yosa Nochon Shigalech Batsma de Sam, the Notu Lab de Los Akifu. Okay, he says it's better to do it with this, you know, thing and not worry about the Shabbos. He Mishulis of Shabbos is Aino. Kevin Shemagalek B'sam B'yado Leke Yisra Chil Shabbos Min HaTorah. There's no Chil Shabbos Min HaRais anyway. He himself, rather than, you know, have his cut off by a goy. Okay, he says, because then there's no Chil Shabbos Min HaTorah. And he says, because that which we said, Anoto B'tziporno B'soro B'yad Leke Rak Yisra Shuz, only to Abonon anyway. Okay, for him to do it without, not by hand. So therefore, it's not Yisra Shabbos. Anyway, interesting too. Okay, now let's come back to our issue. And a related issue, listen to this one, a related issue to the issue of not, you know, trimming hairs and so on and so forth, is a Mishnah, a Gemara at the end of Shabbos, Kuf Mem Tetzvot Aleph, 39. The Sanya, Ein Roen Demare to Shabbos. Should not look into a mirror in Shabbos. In a mirror. Look in Rashi, 40. Kuf Mem Tetzvot Aleph in Shabbos, Ein Roen Demare. There's the French word, mirror, same word. Okay. Re in Hebrew. Okay.
Even in the
lake, right? Well, let's see. So he says, Lafi Sherod Mara, Why do people look in the mirror altogether? Because they want to fix up their hair and the, you know, and so on. Hilcha chayshinan, she says Rashi, shom yiren nimen hamdudos, she'enam shoves and sharks, they'll be a galvan. You violate goes, you realize your hair is messed up, you cut it. So it says in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to look in the mirror. Meir, back to the Mishnah, Meir matir, b'mareh hakavua b'kosel. The mirror is matter if the mirror is fixed into the wall, as opposed to a hand mirror. Okay, but it's fixed in the wall, it's okay. So yes, the Gemara, my shnah, kabu b'koso, why should that matter? Why should that matter? The hachi, b'hachi midkar. Okay, because, you know, if you'll see the problem in a mirror on the wall, mirror on the wall, you're going to go and get your scissors, whatever it is, and the stomach, by the time you'll go do that, you'll remember that it's Shabbos. The hachi, b'hachi midkar. Remember that it's Shabbos. So Morris says, well, same thing. Shaina kavua nami, same thing. You're holding a hand mirror. What's the difference with Jordan the wall? If you think that the guy reminds himself of the Shabbos, same thing here. So Morris says, no, hacha b'marashom matkes askinim. In those days, apparently, they had a mirror, the hand mirror, had at the edge of it something sharp, metal, something sharp. That I guess it was two things in one. It was a mirror, and then you could use the actual edge of the mirror to scrape something, to cut something.
Yeah, open mirrors or any brush in it. And
okay, right, the type of gadgets, yeah.
I'm sorry, is the issue that he's raising that the mirror itself could easily be used as
the Yes, that's mirror? The concern.
That's the problem?
That's the concern.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was that this type of mirror was more well-suited to see the light. And so that's
oh, I don't think so. It sounds like, look at Rashi. Okay, look at the last Rashi in 40. Shalmat says, she'eno tzorach lahavi misparayim, she'i atzma megalech hasasar. The mirror itself will cut it. That's right. The edge of the metal. It was the edge of the metal mirror. Had the knife.
Don't they also say that Rav Moshe, that you'll go and grab scissors?
No, sir. That's what Morris said. By the time you go and grab it, you remember that it's Shabbat. But if you're holding a thing, there's no time lapse. And when I see a mirror, oh my gosh, my hand's messed up. I'll go get the scissors. By the time I go get the scissors, Gemara says, we'll remember that it's Shabbat. But if the hand mirror has the scissors on it, there's no time lapse. You'll cut it right away. That's
so what would the Rambam sheet say that in the mirror has the walls about?
All right, let's see, 1 second. So that's the Gemara. Okay? Hachem Arashmach is a Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman, Okay, that's the Gemara. Okay, the Rambam writes in Perkav Beis Alach Yudalim, Bishamis 41, these are all the Rabbanans, obviously. Osir Liros Bemar Shomatzkas Bishamis, Gzeira Shemiyashir Bonimin, Abuzom and Aser, Bafilu Kvu Bakoso, Bamar Shein Shomatzkas Mutu Liros Bafilu Enakavu. The Rambam distinguishes it differently. Okay, the Rambam distinguishes between something, perhaps more like you're saying, he says, even if it's Kavu Bakoso, we are worried about it. But it matters what it's made out of. Okay, it matters what the metal.
So you're dealing with a mirror, which is a razor.
Yeah, right. That's the effect.
It's not like
a yes. Yes.
But then how would it? How the whole thing is the wall.
The whole thing is a shiny reflective piece that you use.
To right, right. That's exactly. That's exactly what it is, but yeah, the yeah. So that's what it looks like. I mean, it's on the Gemara. I mean, he makes a distinction between what it's made out of. It doesn't matter where it's hanging, but I guess I thought it meant that even though it's hanging, you still have that somehow you could use it. I'm not sure.
What I understood from it was it speaks to the notion of the material.
Yeah, that's what you say. I hear. It's a better reflection.
I don't know.
A better reflection.
Better reflection. Yeah. But I don't know what metal polish looks like, but we have makeup mirrors that are.
No, sure. So, I mean, no, you can look at different metals. Some metals you can't see reflection.
No, but I think the point is it's like this is a mirror that's specifically used
for that purpose.
Look, and right. the same way that
I'm
a makeup mirror, I'm gonna look at my face and do something.
Yeah. Yeah, the other thing is maybe we don't pass like that Gemara. The Gemara said you learn the Rambam simply that the Gemara, maybe it comes down to it because maybe they're not as concerned. You're going to run to go get this. I'm not sure. So when Aruch says in Shin Beis Gimel, 42. Ein mistachtem b'shabes marsha matecha she harifa ki izmo. It's sharp, a sharp edge. Izmo's a knife. Izmo's a, I use it, bismil, it doesn't mean necessarily a bismil knife, but a sharp knife. It's an izmo. Okay, pirish ke'ein sakin kotin chad b'charif. Very sharp, very sharp edges and so on. The chashin and shomi yasher bo nimo dolo, afilim kibu b'kosel. Av mutol istakum marsha ein bo chashar zeh, afilu ein kibu. But you are allowed to use the type of mirror which you don't have this chashash. Our mirrors today don't, are not constructed that way. So I'm not sure. I mean, I hear what you're saying with reflection. I don't think who the Rambam
means. Would it be an issue then to use a shatter mirror where then it does have a
shot? Okay. Nobody's going to cut their hair with that today, but I think. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Kotan Samachalab. That's why I don't think it's a difference. I don't think Rambam's learned different. Maybe the Rambam is Shulchan Aruch not, but the Mishnah Berurah understood. Look in Sukkot and Samachalab. She Harifa Ratzos Sas Amare Chaga. The edges of the mirror are sharp. Okay. And Vasui L'Shemkach, and they're made for that purpose. L'Hasi Bob B'Chol As Hanim L'Dol B'Rosh K'Shor Shem L'Dol B'Yishloch B'Shabbat Shem Yishka B'Yasek G'Dark B'Chol. So I think all the Rambam says that it's not a matter of what's in the wall or not. It's a matter of whether you could theoretically use it for that purpose. And I hear what you're saying. I don't think that's what it means. I don't think it's Shemarach. I think it means that it's not a function of whether it's drilled into the wall or not. It doesn't have this apparatus that will allow you to do what you know this thing.
I wouldn't understand how one in the wall happened.
I'm not sure either. I know. Yeah, that's a good question. That's what the Pashup Shalom Gemara is like that. But if it would have, because that, you know, I don't know.
The Gemara says, don't worry about it.
Right, right. The Gemara says, in the wall, but I think I assume the first time in the Gemara, that in the wall, it doesn't have that. How do you do it? But maybe it had a piece. I'm not sure. I hear. Look at Sukkot and Samach Gimel on top of the next page is important. The Shulchan Aruch said, if you don't have that concern, so it's not a concern. And you can use the mirror for the Mishnah Berurah. Kagon, for example, Mimara shows Kukhis Kain Shalonu. Our glass mirrors, right? Like we have today, that's not 100 years ago, roughly a little less, a little more, rather. So anyway, Duadin, Mimara Shalmatechas, even if it's metal, She'enat Asur Chariv, but it's not so sharp. Okay? And Tom came into Enat Asur Chal. It's not made for that purpose at all to remove hairs. Therefore, Lo Gozola. Okay? Yeah, so that's in terms of mirrors. So that would not likely apply today. The Mishnah Berurah says that our mirrors today don't have that feature, so there's nothing wrong with looking in a mirror. Okay. Now, what about other types of combing and brushing? So in 44, the Gemara in Shabbos, Pei Aleph and Beis, says that same Sugi Nazir. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha k'sam Mishnah v'tnan nozir chofa v'svaf haspeis avalo sorry. That was the Mishnah nozir that we mentioned earlier, 27. Mem bay is amud aleph and nozir. And k'sam Mishnah, no author. Halacha k'sam Mishnah, that's halacha. Okay, chofa v'rashi there says aleph and bay is chofa is machlik tsaro, like you smooth out. You know, when you, like your shampoo is designed to smooth your hair. No, that's what they write on a bottle in the commercials. Get your smooth hair, right? It's a shampoo. Yeah. Machlik means smooth.
And
yeah.
If you're talking about, if you're saying that when speaking about things from nothing, I mean, the same way that I'm just talking now, where the differentiating between how it is specifically applied for man and woman, even with the combing, here's here, when it's saying Nazir, what the Nazir is talking about, is that human out there, someone who's been there 3 years. I mean, well, even at that point,
how hair is longer, you mean?
You know what I'm saying?
But you can't take a chance. Even those with short hair, that'll be already the start of the rep of the shoe. And you can't start saying, well, after 2 weeks, people are different, people's hair grow. I don't think it makes
sense. But really, soaring doesn't usually happen. The
brush.
The metric soaring at this point is going to.
Yeah, pull hair. Yeah. Yeah, okay, but.
I'm only curious.
I hear your question.
I hear.
I mean, I didn't see that. In other words, the Rashi assumes, let's look at the Rashi in 45 there in Shabbos Pei Alpha Base. First of all, it says, Chofev is Machlik Sara. Okay. You use some type of a shampoo to smooth out your hair. That's what shampoo today does also. Well, another thing is, makes your hair smooth. That's how they advertise it. The fast base is Lahafrid Bein Sara, is kind of like to separate the hairs, which I'll come back to in the next week by Midnapes. Of a low sort of masrek, not to use a comb really, okay. The vadai meishu seir, umodu shim psikreisha leyomas. Okay, psikreisha is vadai. All right, we saw it right. More than palace and base. What's interesting is the Rosh, not here, but in Beitza, Perek Beis and Rechav Dalad, writes in 46. The Anu Roim Kishemigarim Hasusim Amagreres Shal Barzel. It would sometimes, one of the horses with his mane or with its tail, use some kind of a metal comb of some sort. And we see Shetolshim and Atzer, and the hairs do come out. Okay, the type of book. Well, no, they're too tail to keep their mane looking nice or tails. They comb it. You take a horse ride in the Central Park, and they do that to make them look nice. You know, they groom the horses, yes. Yeah, so that's a secret ratio. All right.
Megaris is a comb?
Say again?
A comb is Megaris?
Megaris, yeah.
That shot is comb now, correct?
Yeah, so it's about the two, yeah. So they're softer. We'll get that right away. Okay. But basically, at this point, combing would be also with a comb. And that's what we saw in Lazar, right? Avalo Sorek. And Rashi says, again, Avalo Sorek Master. Because yeah. Rashi and Shabbos pay off on base. And going back, it's the Rashi in Nazir. Well, Nazir actually doesn't say it, but the Rashi earlier in Shabbos on Daf Nun. Also says, you know, low sort of mustard. Okay, so it counts that you can't use any comb at all. And the Rosh said, you see the hairs come out. So the Rivosh writes in the Tshuva. What are we showing? Rivosh, Tshuva, it's Rivosh, from Shin Tzari Dalam. Verse 47. Velo nimtzo shum posek o mechaber shiyat esrita. I don't know of any posek or author who allows this. O me'olam lo'ya no de knaf o posek o la'tira jacanta. Coming. I don't know who does allow. I don't know anyone from my yater Srika. Srika is coming. I don't know who allows it. And apparently the person who asked the Shaila wanted to allow it. And he said, I never heard him allow it until you. But Edus Shay Adato Sharisa Bakatalonia. Okay. Ir Chacham Gdolim. You saw a fine city, Catalonia. Where? Huh? Yeah, in Spain, right? So you saw that there are big Kalachachon and so on. Shakalos, Bahuros, are you Sorkin or Shame? The girls, the young ladies, the Kalas, the maidens, whatever. Okay, young girls, are you Sorkin or Shame? And nobody objected. That's what the person who asked the Rivosh pointed out. The Rivosh says, Gamani, Mikatala Kamocha. Okay, I come from Kala. I used to live there too. The Erie High, the Erie Dollar, Chalam Dollar, Yosem Recha, the more Tamil Chalam there in my time and your time. No one ever said it all together. Mutter. In fact, he says, Rav Tiltula Masri, it's Mukta. The poem is Mukta because it's a Kalisha Malakalizer. Rak, he said, Shabachros, Mesaknos, Me'at, Sar, Roshim, Klea, Osim, Sar, Sachazer. You had some type of a kli that's very soft, huh?
He's writing that this person said.
Whoever asked the Shaila seemed to say that the practice around here, I see in the cities, everyone uses it, no one says boo. And he said, I don't know, my experience proved this, no one allowed it.
I live in a better
part of town or whatever, or more from whatever it is. But the point is, he's saying, you know, what the girls do, Shabachum is Saknos Me'at, a little bit with a kli, Osmi Saras Achaz. Again, it's a thin, soft bristles. Okay, not gonna sort it out. Okay, anyway, and he says, furthermore, and it comes to your point, Julie, you look at the end, and even according to you, you only saw the girls do it. Abachurs are kalos. Okay, otherwise you would have said that. Okay, so maybe it's because, you know, the Chacham didn't want to bother the young ladies. Because mutav shu shogin v'ayim zidin, so you know girls are more concerned. I suppose that I don't speak for the heaven. I suppose that many more men or boys wouldn't mind going outside or go to shul. Shalom, well, you didn't brush your hair. I mean, right? Presumably, you look around the shul, you can see yourself, right? So many, but I don't think any woman would go out on Shabbos without brushing hair. That's the reality. So they're more concerned about their appearance. That's probably our fault. But anyway, they are concerned about their appearance. But the Rashmore, the Rivosh right, Mutar Shishog Ma'ayim is even, okay, the rabbis didn't want to start up and they leave them alone. They're using soft stuff. Anyway, not so terrible. Anyway, Johanach Paskins, Shin Gimel, Sif of Hilkos Shabbos, Shin Gimel, Sif Chav Zayin, 48, Also, lisok b'masrik b'shabbos. Okay, you should not comb with a comb on Shabbos. He said, even if it's soft, afilu osa sh'osim yisar chazir. Again, boys' hair. Okay, brushes the sword. But still, he said you shouldn't do it. She'yef sh'lach v'saros. Aluto lach v'lfas b'shabbos. Do your hand, that's okay. The Mogar Avram, there, it's a cotton chav beis, quotes Rashi and perhaps Secretion, someone who quotes the Rivash and the Tshuva. And, so he says, after the Rashi, he says, after the Rashi, Bola, I shouldn't feel any of his kavan, Rashi, and even also, even if not your attention, maybe it's still also. And the Rivash says the girls only do a little bit, so it's not such a big deal. We call Moko, look 3 lines in the bottom. Kevin Shu wrote said our photo sarah, the Epsha Zezula Sanshara Chayab. But the only way you can do it, is by separating your hairs and it rips them out, then you're chayab. And it's just like note of Tziporno Chayab Mishum Gozis. So the same thing here. And he's mentioned the end because in the Mishkan they would shear off the wool, as you mentioned before. Okay. Mishabura. Also Lisrok, Sivan Pehei, why? Mishum Tlishas Sarah Guf, that we told to the Gozes. Okay, this is all under Gozes. That's what it's all about now. Okay, but in Sukkot and Pezayin, he writes, we call Mokom, Mutno Lesaken Ma'at, Eser Rosh Bechliya Osim Eser Chazer, the Davka Lisrok. Lisrok means manage to, vigorously comb, vigorously do it. That's Osir. Okay. Aval Lesaken Ma'at, sorry. But not with a regular comb, just with a soft, a hard comb of a regular masrik, a regular comb, also af bezeh, even a little bit is not allowed. You don't just say, oh, well, it's only a little bit. No, that a little bit with a thing that's not so hard, so then you can say I'm obviating the problem of pulling out hairs. But the metal comb, okay, the regular comb, that's not allowed even a little bit. Because even a little bit, you can pull out the first time. You hear the chilek, that's what I'm trying to stress in the Shabbat and Sukkot Pezayin. Because he's saying that when we say do it a little bit, it doesn't mean with the metal comb. You can't say something also, oh, I'll do a little bit. I'll just cook a little bit. It doesn't work, okay? Forget about Chotishi. I'm just saying, they don't allow it. Same concern. But if it's anyway a soft thing, then a little bit is all right. But then he writes to the end, what you just mentioned, it's a nagu, shiakriya osim yisar chazim yuchad l'shabbos. Okay, have a brush, a Shabbos brush. Have one that you use only for Shabbos. Kadei shol yeh mechzi ka'uvdin d'chol. We should really throw something else into the mix here. And that is what's called uvdin d'chol, weekday activities. Yeah.
It's interesting to
apply uvdin
d'chol with this. Usually that means like...
Right.
Getting dressed isn't
uvdin d'chol. Yeah, right. It is more of a daily activity. Good point. Okay. It's a quote. Pechaz just anyway, the Aruch HaShulchan the Aruch HaShulchan and it's Simon Shin Gimel, same Simon Shin Gimel, Siblamet Beis also Lissok Masuk B'Shabbos I feel also in some Mitzvah Chazit Shiyashal Yaakov Asaras while it goes it's fine Tav Malacha. But to just what rinsing or whatever is okay, or straightening out with the hand is okay. Biyad is all right. Some say it's very soft. There's no problem of segregation based on the nozer and so on. Then he writes the royally. The zeal speaking of source hadako shalachaz the oven bada tosu depends what it's made out of. The whole idea is not what animal comes from; matters the softness of it. Okay, if it's a hard, some hairs are softer. Apparently, from a pig, it's softer. Okay, they got a talon in 52 and it goes as well. See what we saw already. Okay, eventually, about the sheikh will have to come back at that point. Look at the tshuva in 53. Igros Moshe, Orachaim, Chelek Beis, Simon Ayin Ches. Bidvar, Lasarek, Asaros, Bishamis, Osir, Bain, Bimasrik, Shahunikwa, Kuf, Aleph, Mem, Tom. Okay, see that? Okay, Kuf, Aleph, Mem. Bain Bakliya Asur, Bain Bakliya Asur, Misar Chazir, the Hunikra, brush. Okay, so you got two good English words here, comb and brush. Okay, convert. So basically, Okay, because brush is usually softer. or the comb was more. I think even today, a comb is more likely.
No, maybe not. I was saying he's opposite of comb and not Mr. because he wants to say that there's the marks. The
well, Mr. could be either one, right?
Maybe he's using it interchangeably, or is there a reason why he's saying
the comb? I think he's telling it applies to both. Mm-hmm. Applies to both. Okay.
I've seen him previously talk about a toothbrush.
We saw that last time.
Yeah.
So you,
brush.
Yes, here a plain brush. Anyway, brush, no heter, but Barak Lasakin Ma'at Hasaros Matam of Abram, the Shemari Bosh, a little bit as long as it's a softer thing. And he says with Sarkshia Alze Kli Miuchal Shabbos. That's what comes in the Mogan Abram. Kitsu Adavar. I skipped and print all two, but Kitsu Adavar, second part of 53. Kitsu Adavar. Shalisrok Osir Af Barosh, Olasakin Ktsas, Mutter Bibrosh, Shosaros, Babalo Masrek, not a real comb. Babrosh Yamuchad Rakla Shabbos. Brush and a royal suka. Now make sure it's a soft brush. So bottom line on both sides, it's mutter, three comes out from this emotion from my presentation here, is that three criteria are needed. One, it's a soft brush by its construction. Two, you're brushing gently as opposed to very vigorously, you know. And third, certainly preferable to have a brush or Shabbos. Okay? Okay, so that's preferable. So those are three things, you know, for allowing combing or brushing on Shabbos. Yeah. Forgot to mention before, by the way, another thing that they talk about is, let's say you have a Band-Aid on. You shouldn't take a Band-Aid off on Shabbos because you pull hairs out of it. You know, that's for this whole reason. Okay. But it's a secretion. It's going to pull out. It depends which part of the body it's on. Okay. Anyway, let's... Huh?
Surprise, there's no truth about curving here. Like that's
usher the brush because it comes out
easily.
Yeah.
It's capable.
Yes. And my son will come in. Anyway.
Longer curly hair.
Yeah, especially. Yeah. Yeah, that you can have a whole family of sleeves in there. Anyway. Okay. So let's look now at that's the end of that issue. Okay. About brushes and combs. All right. There is the following heter regarding fingernails. Okay, so 54. Okay, a new point, fingernails. Okay. We're talking here about, again, so we said, to review quickly, cutting nails with scissors, that goes as deraisa. And filing, you know, scraping, filing with a nail file, that also be deraisa, you're using a kli. You're biting or cutting nails with another nail, okay, it's not deraisa. But it's still midrabanan. It's not kurchai. We said that, right? But it's still midrabanan. However, there's some exceptions to that on the rabbanan level. So that's what we'll look at now. Okay, to finish up this topic. 54. Tanya, Shabbos Tzadi Dalek Amud Beis. So one other thing after this. Tzadi Dalek Amud Beis. Tanya, Shimalos Omer, Tziporin Shapiresh Ruba. You had a fingernail mostly off already. Sometimes you bang it, you scrape it, and fingernail's off now, it's hanging. It's not totally off, but it's almost off. And as soon as it's going to fall off soon on its own. Very, very possible. So Tziporin Shapirei Shruba, it's mostly detached. And similarly, Tzitzin Shapirei Shruban, Shapirei Shruban. Okay? Tzitzin, you know, around your fingernails where the nail hits the cuticles. Basically, that's the fingernail, right? Okay, a little piece of nails, it's right around your fingernail where the nail meets the skin. And cuticles, okay, skin cuticles. Shapirshuban, then biyad, it's mutter. Again, the kli is chayav kaf. This is our by the rising. But the drabanan of biyad does not apply in those situations. That's what the word said. The drabanan that the biting your nails is tam. Now that it's already partially removed, and it's gonna cause a little pain or it's annoying and so on. So that's mutter biyad.
I
haven't followed the Biyad. Because Biyad, they go to the Drabana. Ordinarily, that is Drabana, but Drabana didn't apply in this case. Chayav Chatas means it's the Raisa.
Yeah, I know.
So Biyad. Usually Patar Walasa. But if it's, usually Biyad and Chalabi. Usually Biyad is Patar Walasa.
I think imagine that the Kli would be Patar Walasa. Here's why it's like.
No, because you have three levels. You have Kli is always aser.
Yes. Yeah.
Then the biyad is aser stam, to just start on purpose to take off fingernails. Now I have a third level where it's already off partly, so then the rabbana didn't apply there. It's a lower level. It's already, that thing more says.
Right, so
biyad will still apply. Anytime there's a kli, would still apply the rice. Oh, I hear what you're saying. No, but I didn't say. Well, okay. Oh, so 1 second. So that's the Gemara's kasha. I know the Gemara right away asked. Well, the Gemara asked 1 second. Yeah, that's Gemara's kasha. I misunderstood what you're saying. Okay, look. Gemara asked. Mi'ika midi, the Bekli chayv chatas, obiyad muta lachatchilo? I didn't realize that's exactly what you asked. That's the Gemara's kasha. Yeah, for you. Baruch shekivanta, like we say in the back. Okay, so mi'ika midi, 1 second. The Bekli chayv chatas, obiyad muta lachatchilo? Okay, so Hachi Kamar Pirshu Ruban Biad Mutar Bekli Patal Aser. If Pirshu Ruban even Bekli, it's only Rabbana. Okay, Lo Pirshu Ruban, but if none of it came off, then Biad Patal Aser Bekli Chayim Chatas. That's the Shema of the Amar Yehuda Halachim Shimon Aser Amar Bachanam Ruchanam Husha Pirshu Klape Malom Tzara Soso. Anyway, so your point is I misunderstood what you're asking. But that's exactly the word. The word says you're right. Okay, so you were correct. All right? So, Mikimidi Rashi says, well, first of all, looking next to the Rashi, Shapirshu Ruban. Rashi writes, Kroven Lina Take. They're close to being detached. You know, it's close to being detached. Could be just banging into the wall, fall off, and close to being detached. But then he says, Mikimidi came into the Bekli Chayv Chatas. Biyadi kashvus, they're onto kli. Okay, I mean, you know, if anything which is the kli is five chatas, so yad should be usur, even if it's only hanging. If indeed, when it's attached, it's usur b'kli. So, I'm sorry, but if detached, it's still usur b'kli d'oraisa. It says, no, that's only d'abon, and this is low d'abon. Okay, anyway, that's the Gemara. But then Rabbi Yochanan says, who should pirsho klape mila? That depends where these cuticles are. Rashi says, "Klape mailo litzara tziporin." He's going to live for to come and tzara tzvein. Basically, Rashi says it's detached near the fingernails, and it peels back towards the nail, to the top to the bottom. Okay, that's where the detached cuticle is. Okay, ptosis. It means that the detachment is from the top going down, so to speak. Hey, look at your fingernails. That's what it is. On the side, but it's as opposed to the bottom going up. And the Rashi says that hurts more. It's a greater tzar. I don't. The Tosis because by the time it says the other way. So Pirush comes to its own. By the time it falls, you klape guf, we klape mala. Or it's the body, it comes from the top, and it starts at the bottom and going up. So I don't know. Okay, they're detached by the base of the nail and peeled back towards the tip of the finger. So which way is it going? But it's a machokas, Rashi, and Tosis. Lamaisa.
Basically, they agree that it's whichever has the greatest star, but they disagree what causes the greatest.
I think so. Okay. And that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam, Periktes Alokates, Shabbos writes 57. Tziporin Shapir Sharuba. Bitzitzin shal or shapir shurubon in pirshu klape mala or mitzaros also muta litaros biyadav al bekli. We're not going to kli potter. There's potter also, like you said, like the Mark concludes. Even that is only drabon if it's partly off or mostly off. But if ain't no mitzaros also afilu biyadav, it doesn't bother you. You shouldn't take it off at all.
Even if it does bother you.
No, if it doesn't bother you, shouldn't.
Afilu mitzaros.
No, that's in low Pirshu Ruban. Then I feel Mitzar so tough. Okay, but in the first case is Pirshu Ruban. If ain't a Mitzar, so feel Biyaros. Okay. The first part, two lines. Shulchan Aruch is in Sim Shin Chav Chai Siv Mamed Aleph, 58. Tziporin Shapirshu, Mitzitzin, Shain Kimin Ritzuos, Dakos, Shapirshu Me'ora, and Tzitzin are these small skin pieces that are loose skin around. You know, you get a scab in somebody's time. And we have that by Bris Mila, Tzitzin Shenem Akrim. You have an expression? A person, you perform a bris, so sometimes it can be a piece of skin that is still dangly. And so the question is, can you go back and mold that finishes it up? You know, cleans it up, because you do that on Shabbos, because not in a makir, the bris is valid. So that which docha on Shabbos, Shabbos is docha, meal is docha Shabbos, it's only to perform the mitzvah of bris meal, but these little skins, these skin things that sits in shein a makir, maybe you can't go back, that's a big discussion. Okay, anyway, that's what it means over here. So Shulchan Aruch says, in pirshu rubo no mitzara, klape malo mitzara, son lahasim v'yad mutar, v'kli pato aser, lo pirshu rubo, v'yad pato aser, v'kli chayim chatas. U'pirsh rashi, klape malo, klape rosh, it's both over, but Tom Pirsh, v'anu klape guf, says it concludes the Shulchan Aruch, v'tzara chlocho, s'shnei ha-perushim. That's why I bothered to print that tosis. There are lots of it was an Otos on 56, the previous page, and sat down made the last solution fishing. He had a different interpretation of the follow both, because both the Rashi and for the Tosa.
How are you?
Any type of these things, you know how to do with it.
In other words, you never allowed it to go off.
Right, that'll come out. Okay, so let's say, even if Pirsha Ruban, okay, these skin things, again, the skin things don't usually bother you that much, probably. Okay, let's look at the Shabura. There's always the question in Pirsha Ruban. So in Sukkotan Sadi Hey, here in Simon Shin Chav Chenes 59, the Mishabur says, what does Pirsha Ruban mean? How much is robe? Where does it start? Robe from where? The whole nail, the whole length of the nail? So he says, the Purgatim is misupik about it. Any of there, robes them behind Moscow. The Absher, the Hainu Kols, the Abunam Liklov Shom, in Liklov Harob, and a Katolos Dummy. Is a type of a nail to normally cut. You know, you cut your nails, so maybe that's ordinarily cut. So, robe of that area is considered robe. We're not sure. All right. So, you're caught in Tzadivav. Kevin Shapirsha Ruban, Kroven Linotek, or Ketlushin Damia, as if they're already off. That's what can be lenient. Hilchok, welcome Tzara, let go to Abona. That's why I said before, I missed your question. The third level is the Gemara never made the Gzera in that case. They never made the Gzera in that case. Okay, because it's tsar, and it's only Darbon anyway. They never made it there. Now the thing is, and you're doing biyad is okay, because that's a shinoi. That's not the normal way of doing it. Then he adds at the end of Sukkot and Sanivav, tsarach lizar shalayok sidam. Try not when you get to make it bleed. It's a different issur from being woke sidam. Try and avoid that problem. Okay, look at Sukkot and Sadi Tes. The Shnei Pirushim Lachena Filo Pirsha Ruban also Litlan Filo Biyad. We don't know what's the Rashi right. Those are right, so we mach from both directions. Okay, I printed in source 60 the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Sim Pei Sim Nun Hei. So now we come to the transition. All right, let's just he says. I mean, we said it. He says Tzitzin Shem Kamin Ritzulos Dakos. He gives a good definition. That's why I printed it. Of these tzitzin, little strips of skin which surround the fingernail. Also, asin b'mikri b'miyad b'mishnayim. The tziporin shenifrash rubo b'karvon yotek. Mitzaro mutol asin b'yad v'lo b'kli. V'lo pirish rubo also asin b'yad. But if not, they can't do it no matter what. Okay? The next or the last topic here relates to what do I call? They call them skin tags. What skin tags are like this, like a wart. Well, sometimes people have over like just like a mole, not a mole, moles. It's loose. It's above. It's like a skin. It's a round piece of skin that's kind of attached.
Yeah.
To it. It's not a skin. Skin is skin. It's above the skin. It's not a skin circle. No, the beauty mark that I listen over here, it's on the same level. So this is like something that's above the skin. If you run your hand over a little bit, right? Maybe some, I guess. But like a pimple, but you know, something like that. But it's they call it a skin tag. Look it up. What's it called today? But especially you get older, people have these. Anyway, so or wart. It is a wart. So the Gemara says the Mishnah in Shabbos Kuf Gimel and Aleph 61 says the Mishnah Cholchin Yabelis B'Mikdash. Yabelis is this type of a wart, okay? Because the pasuk says in Chumash that an animal with certain types of skin warts are pasul a carbon. Pasuk in Vayikra Parchav Bei says, "Oh Charutz, Oh Yabalas." Torah lists all the physical mumim. Parshas Zemor has all the mums by animals. Okay, so list certain examples. One of them is called Yabalas. So it says, "Oh Charutz, Oh Yabalas." Okay, you can look it up. Vayikra Parchav Bei. It's in the Chumash. So it says what type of animals that have the skin blemish. They're no good, not fit for a carbon. So it says, "Chotchem." Yabelas b'miktash. You see one of these things, it's a mum, you're allowed to cut it off, the animal, in the miktash, even on Shabbos, avalo b'medina, not elsewhere. So this is a Mishnah in Erevin, Nafkuk Yomalav, not in the Medina. We have a kli, but again, with a kli, no matter where you are, you're not allowed to do it. The Rashi says, Yabelas, whatever the word is there in the French, mum l'tamid, it's a permanent mum, shedocha as in Shabbos. Ordinarily, again, you know, the mum would be disqualified. You can remove it. The dochel Shabbos can receive oh charutz yabelas. Yabelas nik dekra karin yabelas. She ain't shame dover el kmochi. Yes, this is not a technical point of the word yabelas. What it means, it distinguishes that in the Torah, yabelas is a specific type of noun, specific type of skin thing. The Mishnah means any type of mum. Okay. Anyway, you're allowed to cut it off. Again, biyad komar, she writes, chotchen yabelas biyad. So, yeah. Hand. But it was clearly kanvikan also. Yeah, okay. The Rambam, paskin this way. Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Tes, Lachachas, 63. V'chein achotech yabolas begufo, bein biyad, bein v'kli potter, you know, by Lacher. Okay, and Mutter in the first place, when the Mikdash is not with a Kli. So you are allowed, according to the Rambam learns, okay, it's Mutter. He's Pata also Darbanan, okay, to cut off such a skin tag. And the Shulchan Aruch similarly, it's in Shin Mem Siv Beis. Asr Lachto Chabelas Begupa Bein Biyad Bein Kli Bein Lo Bein Lacher. You're not going to cut off for yourself or somebody else, okay? And no matter what, and the Mishabura adds, it's gotten involved, this is even true, a filo yevesha, it's dried out, you know, the pimples have dried out, it's just going to get it off already. Right? It's got no more life to it, it's dead skin. A filo yevesha, though, medis lisparech, it's going to crumble, that's what happens, you leave it alone, it'll just disintegrate. It'll crumble. Nevertheless, a filo hoki asur, kozen yisur, abal yichiyuva, eno chayv, alam kei notas, kishin lachu, but kli, Gozei, but again, this is all Darbonim. There's no Kli, there's no Gozei, but you know, it's also Darbonim. And the Shavur adds, you've got in Zion, Yabelas, Megufo, Huadim. There are also little Shar teeth in Shalor. It's not just Yabelas, other types of skin. I do that, Bein Biyad, teeth, and whatever else. Okay? So that's just in terms of those things. The Mishabur and the Bir Halacha there. It's in Shin Mem, Sim Beit, Zumas Yabelas. Brings up something else when someone brought up the other day, so we get back to it. Okay. When we say a person, an animal is like karka. So this is ochre dover megidulo. So maybe it should be, besides goze, it should be other things also, kotze or whatever else. Okay. We assume that it's just a question of goze. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So he brings other things into the mix. Might be a problem here also. Okay, let's just finish off the last three things. We had a reference to it in the Mishnah Berurah. What about a woman who has to go to the mikveh? I mentioned yesterday, right? But I sort of come back to the end, so here we are. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah discussed, let me see where it was. What's the reference to using? In source 25, it's in the Shin Mem Sikot and Gimel, the middle of that Sif, in the middle of that Sif in 25. The isha sheshocha litol tziparim erev Shabbos. One of the things women do to get ready for mikveh is they cut their nails. And the reason that is because nails often have gook and stuff underneath, and it could be a chatzitza problem. And usually, if a woman knows that, she doesn't want it there, so it's it's a chatzitza, it's a bona fide chatzitza. All right. Anyway, the point being that that's one of the things required when we go into the mikveh. So the Gemara says, "Moment." So So that's what the Gemara says, that it's a, you know, what do you do with this problem with the woman? So Mishapur said what you should do. Again, he just gave a preview of coming traction. He just said what you should do is have a guy do it and so on, in the hand, because it's a mitzvah. Yeah. But the Ram Shik in the Tshuva, Ram Shik was the primary Talmud of the Chassam Sofer, together with the Ksav Sofer, the Ksav Sofer's son. Was in the same family, the Maram Shik, Moshe Shik. So he writes in Tshuva's Maram Shik, Chelek or Chaim Sim Kuf Nun Ches, Din Tzvik and Sarah are they goy b'Shabbos? Obevada lechachila tzarek lisok me'erev Shabbos. Better to do it before Shabbos. Al zayin kan mitzvah. And with the Shochal Nenter of Shabbos, Alon Sark, when he says, Aris Lelech Kaf, Man Demekalo Yeshlo Abu Yisrael. You can have a heter. Okay, we have a heter to say that it says, Shus to Shus, the direct, to a goy. Ani Eni Mati Velo Osa. I don't tell people it's good. I don't tell people it's no good. But I'm not so, the Zaz was thrilled with it, but he quotes it. Okay, that's the Maram Shik in the name of the Prima Gara. Now, the Egle Tal,
yeah. Can Eni Mati Velo Osa do herself?
Say it again?
Can allow her to do it herself?
Yeah.
And not to have just a guy do it?
I think so.
Because how do you
think it's a guy? All right, but I wouldn't read the whole thing, but it's important. It's a problem with mitzvah.
Wow.
Mitzvah also applies, even the shlus, the shlus. Yeah. Okay, let's just finish up.
So she can cut it herself.
That's what it says, yeah. He said, "Ani any matter in Oser." He's quoting those who do. The Egle Tal again is Biurim and Nichols goes is Os Yudalid. Oser is Rosh B'Shabbos. Our Masvek near the Ain Isur in a Torah. It's still not a Daraisa. Komoko Oser Drabanan. It's still an Isur Drabanan. However, the third line, when we call Mokum with Tfilas Mitzvah, Yesh La'ayin Kevin the Shor of Mokum Tzar. After the Mokum Mitzvah, 1 second. But let's say we have to go to the Mikvah. So we could tell her, come back tomorrow night. But there is this concept called Tevila Bismana Mitzvah, when we hold Tevila Bismana Mitzvah. So the Shulchan Aruch here is assuming, the Agri Talar is assuming, because goes to Osir Dalet 68, the third line, we call Makum, the Tevila Mitzvah, Yesh La'ayin, Kevin Deshar Makum Tzar, after we'll come Makum Mitzvah. We see that, you know, that say again?
Just
point by the beer. I don't think so. Why would that matter? It's a yichud, it's an issue. Okay. By the way, so that's a question whether Tzilu is mana mitzvah or not. And if it is, you can only have one guy. You can only have, you have certain coolers if Tzilu is mana mitzvah. That's a question. Is in other words, that's what the Aruch HaShulchan deals with. Cutting your nails. Why do the women cut their nails? Again, because there's guk under it. But he said, truth is, some women are not clean. You know, if they bathe especially, they're clean. So the Aruch HaShulchan, so the Egle Tal says, my tefillah mitzvah, yesh lion. By the way, could he, do my men also go to the mikvah, go Shabbos morning for davening or something like that? Okay? So it's bear that in mind too. If they're some men, it's not just women. It's the... Anyway. So, the Egle Tal writes, Mikol Makom with Tzilas Mitzvah, came with the Shor Makom Tzar. We allow Tzilas Makom Tzar. Maybe it's also Makom Mitzvah. That's a question of the work over here. Finally, 69, the Aruch HaShulchan in Yoredeya. Yoredeya, not here, but Hilchos Nida. He writes, Kevin Shin Tzilas Panayim Kiblu Kechogim. Since the prohibition, Kevin was right to book a chola. It's been accepted as a din that we don't, that they won't cut their nails. Okay. That they can't, you know, we don't make such a fuss about it because it's only a minute. Okay. So you mentioned a chalamoid, for example, the women do it themselves, they cut their own nails. So he said, certainly you can do this to a guy. And one of the things we can't call it Tefillah Makom Mitzvah. Can't call it Tefillah Makom Mitzvah, it's more mitzvah. We're going to make a hole, but we're not going to like it. Yeah, right. Okay, so all right, we'll stop over here. Tomorrow we'll start. I'll send out sheets later. We'll publish here about Malabain, which is whitening, washing, cleansing clothing over the next couple of days. Okay, have a great day.
Is it the end of the last day of the towel?
Yeah.